The NATO chief Anders Fogh Rasmussen says the Afghan president Hamid Karzai will likely leave the signing of a security pact with the U.S. to his successor. Rasmussen says he believes that Karzai will not sign the long-stalled pact until April's presidential election. The deal would allow American troops to stay in Afghanistan beyond the withdrawal deadline of the end of 2014. Rasmussen has acknowledged that NATO expects a separate pact with Kabul, which would be impossible without a deal with the U.S. Back in November, Karzai told an assembly of elders known as the Loya Jirga that he will not sign the deal until certain conditions are met. He has demanded that the U.S. immediately stop its military operations on Afghan homes. To discuss that further, we're now joined by Khoshal Arsala, who is a former Afghan diplomat who's joining us now on the line from San Francisco. Pardon me, actually, by satellite from San Francisco. Mr. Arsala, thanks very much for joining us now. Do you agree with Mr. Rasmussen that President Karzai will leave the signing of this pact for his successor?
That's how it is indicated. All the other presidential candidates in their presidential debates, they have also shown their willingness, even the hardliners like Professor Sayaf and many others, that they will be willing to honor the decision of the elders that were gathered for that purpose.
Right, so Mr. Arsala, what is your opinion about this pact itself? Do you believe it will be a good thing for Afghanistan?
It depends. In my opinion, to some extent, yes, because a political vacuum there without any kind of limited international engagement will embolden the insurgents. And then also the supporters of the insurgents in the region will be not ready to do or to be ready for any kind of negotiation or reconciliation. And it reminds us of the 90s where the region will be again an open field for the regional rivalries which the Afghans will be paying with their lives.
And Mr. Arsala, finally, going forward, can the United States and NATO be trusted if this pact is signed?
The president of Afghanistan, President Hamid, does have some legitimate and valid points when it comes to the trust issue. But again, I think it's for the sake of the international peace and security, and not only just for the sake of Afghanistan, but for the sake of the region and international peace and security, I think some kind of post-withdrawal engagement of international community is very essential and crucial for the region and for Afghanistan.
Okay, we'll leave it there for now. That was Mr. Khoshal Arsala speaking to us live from San Francisco.